This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Today is World AIDS Day. The United Nations annual AIDS report estimates there are about 40 million people worldwide with HIV and AIDS. Last year, 3 million people died and 5 million more became infected. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson yesterday began a 6-day mission to Africa. With him is a large delegation that includes the Bush administration's key players in the fight against AIDS, religious leaders, business people, and members of private organizations. Marches, vigils, and church services are being held around the world as a reminder of the epidemic. AIDS activists in the United States are concerned with cutbacks at a time when there are indications of a resurgence of domestic cases. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
AIDS experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that between 1999 and 2002, new diagnoses of HIV infections in 29 states rose by more than 5%. With nearly 40,000 new cases of HIV occurring in the U.S. each year and people living longer because of effective medication, Lee Chow of the AIDS Treatment Data Network says that once viable programs are finding it increasingly difficult to meet the need.
Approximately two-thirds of people living with AIDS and HIV in the country relies on public assistance in order to get their care and treatment because the price of these medications is so high. Anyone who's not well insured cannot possibly purchase a drug by themselves. All these programs this year have come under attack.
More than half of the people with AIDS in the U.S. are covered by Medicaid, a federal and state program of matching grants. Eligibility is now being limited to the poorest because of budget crisis in most states. Another third is covered by the Ryan White Care Act and the AIDS Drug Assistance Program that already has a shortfall of $80 million halfway into the fiscal year.
We're already starting to see the effects of it. Right now, 16 programs across the country have put restrictions on it, either by lowering eligibility or reducing the drugs that are covered. And 13 of these have closed enrollment to new people. Right now, there are close to 700 people who are on the waiting lists across the country.
So far, Lee Chow says, Congress has appropriated an increase of only $39 million, about a fifth of the projected need, while eliminating a provision in the new Medicare bill that paid prescriptions through Medicaid of 6 million elderly and disabled, including 50,000 people with AIDS.
We're really not very optimistic at all in terms of how people with AIDS are actually going to be able to access these drugs.
In two states so far, West Virginia and Kentucky, there have been reports of people with AIDS who died while on waiting list for medications. So last week, about 1,000 people with HIV and AIDS, and activists filed orderly past the White House, the U.S. Trade Office, and the headquarters of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturing Association, chanting, pills cost pennies, greed cost lives, and medication for every nation. Julie Davids of ACT UP Philadelphia has shared the struggle against AIDS with people around the world.
You know, we like to tell ourselves a story in the United States that HIV is basically under control and there's some like isolated individuals or mistakes, when in reality what we have is neighborhoods, families, communities that are overwhelmed by HIV. And we create the opportunities for people not to be isolated and feel ashamed or even re-stigmatized and say, you should know better now, we don't really have HIV anymore, to come together and speak out as family members, as community members, and as voters.
The CDC estimates that as many as 950,000 people in the United States are living with HIV, the greatest number since the epidemic began more than two decades ago. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.